for their minimalist wedding. It had felt a bit awkward at first, seeing Tildy's family again after basically disappearing years ago, but I shouldn't have worried. I was greeted as if I'd just seen them last week. No uncomfortable mentions of a time or person I'd prefer not to be reminded of.
"Okay, that's enough,"
Tildy tells me as she walks my way after saying goodbye to a couple of friends.
"Put that camera away. I've barely had a chance to talk to you."
"You were kind of busy getting married," I point out dryly. "Besides, I have a job to do."
"Right now, your job is to have a drink with the bride before she takes off for the islands," she counters.
Ben and Tildy's idea of a honeymoon is a 2-week volunteer stint with a sustainable agriculture project in the Galapagos Islands. An all-inclusive resort in the Caribbean, or maybe a chance to see Europe would be more my speed for a honeymoon, but to each their own. I know Tildy has been looking forward to this trip.
"Fine," I concede with a smile. "Just for a minute, though, if I want to catch my flight." "You know, you could grab the first one out tomorrow morning and crash here,"
she tries to cajole me into changing my mind.
"I really can't. Work is crazy busy right now," I explain, again. "I can't leave Mom in the lurch."
My mother has a busy law practice, and I'm her office manager slash legal assistant. Mom isn't getting any younger, and since she got a warning from her doctor last month, her blood pressure was way too high. I've been trying to relieve her from as much of her load as I can.
"Fine," Tildy grumbles, "but Ben is already grabbing us some blueberry wine."
I try not to wince. I've tried her blueberry wine, and to me, it tastes like Kool-Aid on steroids. It wouldn't be my first choice, but it's her pride and joy, so I say nothing. Instead, I sit beside my friend, who flopped down on one of the hay bales and is in the process of kicking off her shoes. She stretches her legs out in front of her and wiggles her toes.
"God, that feels good."
"I told you to wear your Birkenstocks," I remind her. Her something borrowed was a pair of her sister's high-heeled shoes. Not a smart choice for someone whose regular footwear is heelless.
"I know, but these looked pretty under my dress."
I shake my head and bend down to tuck my old Nikon in its protective camera bag.
"Oh, shit," Tildy hisses, right before I hear Ben call out an apology.
"I'm sorry, I tried to stop him."
Without looking up, and before the sound of his voice reaches me, I already know who decided to make an appearance.
"I couldn't miss my favorite cousin's wedding, now could I?"
The sound of his voice elicits a physical reaction, and I have to struggle to keep the delicious field-to-table wedding dinner down. When I raise my head, I catch Tildy's look of apology. She'd assured me he was supposed to be in Lima, Peru for work at least another month and wouldn't be around for the nuptials. I shouldn't be surprised. I remember very well Galen's habit of not being where he's supposed to be. The first time I met him was when I was invited to celebrate Thanksgiving at the Wagner family farm. Mom had been up to her eyeballs in a trial at the time and encouraged me to accept the invitation. It was a large family gathering, but Tildy's older, suave cousin caught my attention right away. I have to admit, I've always been drawn to shiny things, and Galen was no exception. Unfortunately, by the time I discovered what all that luster and glitter was covering up, I was in so deep I couldn't see a way out. Not without extracting myself from the family I'd grown close to and distancing myself from my best friend, who doesn't even know the half of it. But that was years ago, and I'm a different person now. Maybe this is a good opportunity to prove to him, or maybe even myself, he no longer has the hold on me he once did. A chance for me to dislodge that monkey from my back once and for all. Determined, I twist my body to face him, carefully neutralizing my expression.
"Galen, this is a surprise."
"Lindsay, what an unexpected pleasure to find you here. You look even more breathtaking now,"
he gushes, picking up my hand to brush my knuckles with his smug lips. I fight the urge to grimace or pull away as he scrutinizes me closely with his penetrating eyes. It's what he would expect me to do, the reaction he's hoping for. He feeds on seeing me shaken and unbalanced.